The following programming is sponsored by Carol Captus Holloway Doing Businesses Home Improvement Fix and Facts. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Well, good Tuesday morning. Welcome to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway. We are here live at the studio WWDB on Talk Radio 860 AM. We are podcasting live right now, and the podcast will be up later today. We are on Odyssey, and I understand if you ask Alexa, she will bring me on too. So there you go. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook. I will keep my Home Improvement Fix and Facts show up and running. And let me start the show by first of all saying happy Thanksgiving to everybody. The hustle and bustle of the holidays is starting. It is here. Take a couple deep breaths when you're feeling stressed out, and hopefully it'll calm your nerves. We're going to talk turkey today. We're going to talk about some hilarious things that the Butterball Turkey Line has had happen. We'll give you their phone number, and we're going to talk about fire safety while we are here. And at the top of the show, let me say this is a happy and sad show at the same time. It will be my last show for this year. I am going to take a sabbatical and take a little bit of time off, but I'm still going to keep my Tell Me More show on Mondays from 3 to 4. And that's an awesome show. So if you're missing me even a little bit, you can go there every Monday from 3 to 4 and listen in, or you can listen to those podcasts as well. It's been just shy of 4 full years here at WWDB, starting on ESPN and then moving over to the WWDB station when the ESPN station was sold off. And it has been a whirlwind of fun and drama and stress and happiness and all of those good things. And over the past 4 years, we've had some amazing shows and amazing guests. We've had guests from the DIY Network, from HGTV. We've had experts in the industry, in insurance, and all kinds of wonderful, wonderful shows that we've had here on the line. And we've also had some amazing followers and amazing listeners that never seem to correct me if I was wrong or ask me questions to keep the conversation going on our show. And it's just been so much fun. I have been doing radio for, oh my gosh, I guess I need to count up now. I guess it's around 20 years. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, where else do you have to worry about putting on a great face? Although you can hear it in somebody's voice. So I just wanted to thank all of you for being friends to the station, for being friends to my show, for keeping me in check, for reaching out. I wanted to thank the wonderful sponsor we've had all through the summer and fall, LP Smart Side Solutions. They have been absolutely wonderful through the entire season, and they were on the show a while ago. And remember, my podcasts are still going to be there. So if you want to hear me or if you want to know something, go back and listen to some of those podcasts. They're chock full of information. So much information. Some of them are fun. Some of them can be a little dreary, like one time when I had a guest on talking about foundations, and it was so interesting because people actually wrote to me and said that he was like above level of trying to follow and understand. And I got a lot of responses from that show, which I thought was really, really funny. So you guys have been just so amazing to me, and I cannot thank you enough. And if you follow me on Tell Me More, when the time comes and when the time is right, probably going back into the spring, then we'll let you know when we are back in the driver's seat. So one thing that I found that was always fun when I did my show was I always felt like I was slightly ahead of the curve. I always seemed to be able to pick color trends before they ever happen and was able to talk about trends that we were seeing in the industry. So I thought today would be a fun show to talk about some of the great trends. Before we get into turkey talk, I thought it would be great to talk about some of the top home renovation trends that we saw during 2024 and see how many of them I hit on target. And quite honestly, I hit a lot of them. And, you know, homeownership is a dream. It's, you know, to be able to have that dream here in the United States, it's been so much harder to achieve lately, but maybe things will change. Maybe things will settle down and maybe we'll realize all of those good things again. So we have all, as homeowners, apartment dwellers, even townhouses, renters, all of that, we love creating environments that make us feel comfortable and secure. And often our home design and environment reflects our personal taste and our personal values. And what I thought was really interesting is I was able to find an amazing article drawing on experts in the leading design platforms like Howls and Pinterest, and they were revealing some of the top trends that were shaping homes, interiors, and homeowners during the past year. So I was amazed. I really hit on a lot of those, and I was really happy to see that. So let me share a couple things that were hot and heavy during 2024 before we get into 2025, which I think is going to be a crazy year for a while. Many of us probably need mental health breaks, among other things, and your home is your place to get your serenity and your peace in most cases. So during the year of 2024, I think early January or February of 2024, I did a show on what might be trending during the year, things that I was seeing, things that people were looking at, and what we were seeing an influx in purchasing on. And I hit the nail on the head for so many of these. And I talked about incorporating the elements like the stone and the wood and organic materials and focused on a very calm, cohesive, well-balanced space. And that is something that House has said, that people were striving for that, incorporating those elements for an organic, modern style in their house. And that was a trend that was definitely happening across housing redesign in dining rooms, kitchens, bathrooms, living rooms. And it's versatile and it's appealing. I also talked about embracing feng shui. I did probably two shows on that, about placement of things like color and doors and mirrors and all of that good stuff. And Japanese design, again, like organic modern elements of design, embrace that very simplistic, natural elements, very calm, harmonious living spaces. And we found that people were definitely adding those calm, simple elements into their bathrooms and their kitchens and their bedrooms. People were decluttering. I'm still decluttering. And according to the experts out there, Japandi living rooms was a big hit, which was a fusion of Japanese minimalism and Scandinavian functionality. And according to Houzz, they saw a 48% increase in those searches and what people were doing for Japanese living room designs, up by 135% for that particular Japanese living room design. So Zen Gardens saw some growth in the area of gardening, and people were really trying to seek peaceful sanctuary spaces inside and outside of their home. And with that being said, I did talk about outdoor kitchens, and they really, really sprung up in 2024, more so than we've ever seen. You know, a lot of people were trying to expand their living spaces. We talked about that, you know, coming off 2020 and COVID and how everybody was cluttered in their house. And I'll talk a little bit about outdoor trends, but 9 out of 10 homeowners now have a grill in their outdoor spaces. And a lot of people did fun things like doing pizza ovens and smokers, and different types of grills became really popular, just to create a more versatile living space where you could gather with friends or family or just have a peaceful retreat. So there's another one. I did talk about color. And I always was bringing you the colors of the year. And I seemed to be really spot on with what some of those colors were. And we saw in 2024, a lot of darker, moody kind of colors happening. We were signaling a nice shift away from the light grays and the whites, and doing some more dramatic colors, some darker charcoal blacks and deep greens, and just really, really In my opinion, sombering, relaxing, moody colors is what they're called. I talked about painting ceilings, and that seemed to be a trend that was happening. And according to Pinterest, their autumn 2024 report, searches for moody purple bedrooms and dark green bathrooms rose by 350%. Highlighting that these spaces are focal points for experimental ideas and personal color preference. And I talked about that. And I wasn't a big fan of the purple ceilings, but I do like a dark ceiling in some rooms, especially if your ceilings are really high. And the dark ceilings was definitely something that homeowners started to do. We talked about kid zones and kid spaces, and making sure that we created spaces where kids could be a little bit more comfortable, because before we've always had such an open concept in our homes, and I've loved open concept, but people were starting to close up their houses a little bit more after knocking down all the walls and going for open concept. People started to trend towards having separate spaces again. And Jack and Jill bathrooms were really trending big on Houzz, as well as what they call, air quotes here, teen lounges, with a space where kids could feel free to get away, to have their own sense of their own space within their home or within your home or the home. And I thought that was really a great suggestion for people. And I thought it was such a great thing to be able to get outside. Some other things, I actually did a whole show on lanais, which are outdoor enclosed living spaces, and people definitely outdoors have expanded wherever they could their outdoor living spaces, which were known as leisure spaces. But people did a lot of that inside their houses as home, trying to balance our work and our life expectancies, especially because this past year has been so tumultuous for so many people, feeling the edge of what's going to happen in our future. And, you know, listeners, I say this, it is what it is. We do what we can do. We deal with what we can deal with. And like I said, this is the time before January to start looking at revisions and repairs that you want to make on your home. We just hear in the news that President-elect Mr. Trump is planning on putting tariffs on Canada. And I talked about this last week. He is talking about a 25% tariff on Canada. And I hope you know by now that a tariff isn't necessarily a good thing because we will pay. We get a lot of lumber from Canada, a lot of lumber. So my feeling is like stock up, people, contractors that are out there, builders that are out there. I am sure you are stocking up. I know the Amish do this. They will be stacking up like crazy on wood and then charging you the high price, those who don't pay taxes. Anyway, I'm going on my sidebar. Going back to leisure spaces, I talked about listening rooms and rooms where you can have game rooms and places where you can just get away from the rest of the house and just kind of let your guard down and have fun. And believe it or not, I found when I was doing my research that many living rooms have pianos in them now, 39%. And that's a trend towards creating spaces for music and relaxation. So there you go. So I was definitely on track and on time with that. Another thing that we talked about during 2024 was the spa-like wellness, retreat, relax, get your head together. And we talked about spa-like retreats within our house. And we talked about indoor saunas and steam rooms and just making your home bathrooms feel like spas. A place that you can get away. Come on, moms out there and dads and caregivers. How many times do you run to the bathroom to hide from everybody just to get away from the loudness and the clutter and the confusion in the house? So steam rooms and spas were definitely increasing last year, and homeowners were tapping into professionals to bring nature indoors as subtly as they could. They were trying to increase natural sunlight in their house and in their bathrooms with larger windows and skylights, which I think was awesome. So that surged in 2024. So we referred to them as wellness features, which I thought was really amazing. And then talking about the outdoors, as I said, barbecue grills were definitely interesting. And there's actually a book that Howes makes called the 2024 U.S. Outdoor Trends Report, which is where quite a bit of my information has come from over the years, along with my Better Homes and Gardens, my family handyman, my professional experience, and the experts that I have talked to over the years. But we are finding, according to the report, extended living spaces were up huge last year, including upgrading and adding the outdoor kitchen. I've done many shows on landscaping and how much people should landscape. First of all, it's curb appeal. It's the first thing you see when you go to somebody's house. And those outdoor projects were up 77% as people, homeowners, you, we're planting plants and shrubs and trees on your property and adding beds and borders and choosing plants that are more common flowering, that are low maintenance, you know, butterfly, bee, and hummingbird plants. Using native gardens, we've seen such an increase in native gardens and natural and wildflower gardens in our landscaping in the Northeast area. Along with that landscaping, I did shows on lighting and talked about lighting. What's the proper lighting inside a house? What's the difference between the kinds of lighting that are out there? What you should do outside for lighting projects. And we saw that outdoor lighting systems, nearly 4 in 5 homeowners, 78%, upgraded their outdoor lighting. It's still on my to-do list, but it's closer to the top of my to-do list. And landscaping lighting topped 81% of the list. 81% of people were doing string lights and bistro lights and porch sconces and things that they hadn't really done before. And we found that lighting fixtures most commonly are a mixture of glass and metal, but there's a lot of light all metal materials and, you know, more natural materials out there. And then we also found not as much as the landscaping and the lighting that goes on in your home, but we found through the house information that common furniture, decor products for outdoors was up. Of course, the lighting was up, your chairs, your pillows, your throws, additions, umbrellas, sectionals, and everybody was looking for aesthetics and durability, 71%, followed by comfort at 69%. So these are all things that people were looking at to keep themselves grounded and comfortable during the 2024 year. And those projects, I feel confident, are definitely going to continue out there because there's so many fun things that you can do. And there's so many great resources out there for you, the homeowner, you know, not just listening to a show like mine, but, you know, a click of a button, talking to Alexa, you know, get me this, get me that, just like Alexa's going to tell us how we can get the Butterball turkey line in a couple minutes. So it was a great year, not just for me, but for homeowners. And we saw so many trends come to fruition that I had talked about on the show and painting, all of those fun things. So if you missed anything, please go back and listen to the podcast. So with that being said, I'm going to take a commercial break, and I just thank you all for being friends to the show and friends to the station and listening every week with your comments and your questions. I'm sure I'll get a couple of them today as well. And then when we come back, let's talk about, this is a big one, the fires that happen during Thanksgiving. It is a tough time, and I just want to remind people to protect themselves. But with that being said, let me take a quick commercial break. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts, and we will be right back.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners. To build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/Philly Siding. That's lpcorp.com/Philly Siding.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew.
Well, again, thank you all for being my friend here at WDB and at Home Improvement Fix and Facts. I love that song. I thank you all for being friends to the show with your questions and everything like that. So I really appreciate all of you guys. And like I said, gone today, but not gone forever. So Thanksgiving. Oh my goodness. What are we? We're all going to be running around today, tomorrow, getting the last odds and ends that we have to do, prepping ahead of time. One of my holiday tips has always been to know what you're cooking in advance and know how many people are coming and setting the table in advance. So I think that is really important to get the hard work out of the way first and have your table set and ready to go and know what what is going where, what the style is going to be. And one thing that somebody had said to me, well, you know, I really want to set my table in advance, Carol, but what do? I have pets and my cats like to climb up on my table. Well, that's really easy. Other than the glassware that you are putting out, you can still set your table and then take a big old sheet or a big old piece of plastic and cover your table over until your guests start to arrive and until it's dinner time. That way it's one less thing that you have to do, because getting ready for your guests, having your serving bowls ready and your utensils, making sure you have the space and the trivets on the table and having the place settings ready to go takes up a lot of time, of course, depending on how many people are there. So that is one of my tricks that I recommend that you do. You can do that as early as tonight or tomorrow, and then cover the whole thing over so it doesn't get dusty and dirty, and just throw a tablecloth over it, have the glasses close by. Once you take that tablecloth or that piece of plastic or that sheet off the table, you can set your glasses, but it's going to save you a heck of a lot of time. I promise you it will. So, Thanksgiving, what a tough time of year for the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association, for our firefighters and our police officers. This is a tough time of year. The holidays are always tough. When we are looking at what we are doing and cooking and the fires that we have, and the National Fire Protection Association is and has been a trusted and respected fixture in our lives for professional safety. We've had people associated with the NFPA on the show in the past, and it is a self-funded nonprofit association that strives to save lives and reduce loss with information, knowledge, and of course, passion. Today, there are more than 10,000 volunteers that make up more than 250 technical committees responding responsible for publishing the NFPA codes and standards, and tens of thousands of professionals are part of the vast network of the NFPA membership. But it began as a small group with insurance professionals seeking to address the challenges related to fire sprinklers more than 125 years ago. Oh my goodness. And that's really how we got started, with the first patent for fire sprinkler systems emerging in the 1870s. And we know how advanced they are today. And so we rely on them. And it's really important that we understand what they do and how they help us and how our fire companies become so important during Thanksgiving. So I am here to share with you, as I do every year, Thanksgiving fire safety tips and information. And you, like me, probably realize that the kitchen is the heart of the home, especially during the holidays. I truly believe the kitchen is the heart of the home. And one of the things that I have always asked people when remodeling and redesigning kitchens is, tell me about your kitchen. Tell me about the heart of your home. How do you like to work in it? What is convenient for you? Because if you mess up a kitchen redesign way too much, people feel uncomfortable. It takes a while to get used to a new pattern, a new layout, appliances in new positions. But the kitchen is the heart of the home, especially when we're cooking and we're baking cookies for the holidays and pies and getting our turkey ready and keeping fire safety in mind during this wonderful time of year is important, because it does get hectic in our houses, especially when there's so much activity and a lot of people in your home. And as you've been preparing your holiday schedule and organizing maybe for a large family feast, maybe, are you getting all your loved ones together? Go listen to my Tell Me More show. We'll tell you a little bit about COVID. Those statistics are still going on. Excuse me. Let me give you a few simple tips that you can do during this holiday season. And Thanksgiving is the peak day for home cooking fires. And I have said that every year, with more than three times the daily average for fires in your house. Christmas Day and Christmas Eve rank second and third, with both having nearly twice the amount of what the daily average is. So Thanksgiving is the one where we see the most cooking fires and fire deaths, mostly because unattended cooking caused a lot of those fires that were there. That was by far the leading contributor to cooking fires and deaths by leaving cooking unattended. And we have talked about that on the show. Don't leave handles sticking out. Make sure that you have timers. Your cell phones have timers right on them. You can ask Alexa or Siri to set timers for you. And if you have smart appliances, make sure you understand how they work and that they'll do the things that you want them to do. Cooking caused more than half, 52% of all reported home fires, and nearly two of every five, that's 36% of fire home injuries happened during this time. It's the leading cause of home fire deaths. And on Thanksgiving alone, listen, people, an estimated 1,610 home cooking fires were reported to U.S. fire departments. That statistic goes back to 2022. It's gone up since then. It reflects a 399% increase over the daily average. That's according to the NFPA. So let's talk about those safety tips, because this is part of keeping your home the best it can be. It is our sanctuary. It is our place to go. And we want to keep it as proper as we can and as safe as we can. So when you're cooking on a stovetop, I highly recommend you stay in the kitchen. Sorry, where you can keep an eye on your food and make sure that nothing is boiling over or cooking down or burning. And staying in the home when you're cooking a turkey, sometimes people will put, and I've done this before, where I put the turkey in the oven, set my timers, and then had to go run some quick errands. But honestly, if the turkey's in the oven, you should be home. You shouldn't be out running errands, and you should be checking on it frequently. Definitely according to the manufacturer's instructions, the manufacturer. It's not the manufacturer. It would be like Butterball or whoever. And definitely keep the kids away from the stove. The stove is always going to be hot pretty much during the whole day. And unless you have kids that are responsible and have helped you cook in the kitchen before, you should really have a three foot girth of space around you when you're in the kitchen, keeping those kids away. And making sure that your kids stay away, and adults as well, from hot liquids and hot foods that are being poured or brought to the table. Steam, when you're steaming vegetables using a steam oven or your air fryers or anything like that, the steam or the splash from any of the vegetables, the gravy, the coffee, or anything like that, just in general, can cause serious burns. And we all know we have to keep the knives out of the reach of children. So if that table is preset and you have sharp knives on the table, please put them more towards the center of the table at the head of the plate until you are ready to have your guests sit down, and then you can move them. Very, very, very important for safety. And these are tips for all times of year, but these are some of the things that cause the number one cause of fires and medical tragedies in people's homes, especially during Thanksgiving. Make sure that any of your electric cords, when you are done, first of all, are unplugged. And make sure that they are not hanging down on the counters, especially those electric knives that some people use to carve their turkeys, coffee makers, warming plates, mixers. All of those things should definitely not be dangling off the counter. They shouldn't be within easy reach of the kids that are going by, even pets. So when you are done with those appliances, I highly suggest unplug, push back, or put away. Matches and lighters, because a lot of us, it's going to be damp and rainy and cold, and we might even see a little flutter of snow on Thanksgiving Day. So keep your matches and your utility lighters out of the reach of children, up high in a locked cabinet, just like your guns should be. out of reach, locked away from children. And never, ever leave children alone in a room with a lit candle, unless it's one that's battery operated. And never leave a candle lit in your house when you go out. I cannot tell you how many people I know have left candles lit, forgot to check on them, and have caused fires in their home. So huge. That's a huge one with lit candles. I personally love lit candles. I keep them, you know, when the power goes out, but you have to use them with safety for sure. A lot of people took into consideration those very minimalistic feng shui kind of Japanese decorating, and shoes come off when you hit the door. And I love that feature of people taking shoes off when they hit the door. You can have extra socks or slippers there for your guests if they don't want to take their shoes off. I would make them or put booties over their shoes, because people seem to forget that whatever is outside in the grass, from the animals, from your pets, from bug sprays, from whatever you have outside, the minute you walk in your house cutting grass, you're bringing all that into your house with you. So I'm a huge fan of shoes off at the door. But what's really important with that to keep your home safe is to keep the floor clear so that you don't have pocketbooks and bags and shoes that people are tripping over. So maybe you have a basket at the door. Maybe you line them up. Maybe you do whatever you need to do to keep people from tripping over that stuff. And that includes kids' toys, by the way. Maybe you keep them limited to a kid's playroom or a certain area in the room. But again, another great designer tip is shoes off at the door. One of my most favorite. You will be amazed at how much better your floors and your carpeting last in your home and how much fresher your house smells. So you should have done this three weeks ago. You should have been making sure all your smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors were working. If you didn't do it, please do it today or at least tomorrow. Please replace the batteries. Push the test button on your smoke alarms and make sure they are working. That is like such common sense to make sure that you are doing the things that you need to do to make sure that you're keeping your house as safe as you can. I mean, this is a big thing. So a few other things with Thanksgiving safety is just making sure that you understand that keep the kids out of the kitchen, keep them busy with games or books or puzzles or something that they can do. If you want to get them involved, maybe there are some things that you can have them do, with setting the table or helping to put certain things out on the table, but no hot dishes. So make sure that you do all of the things you need to do. And if you need more information on what to do, you can go to the nfpa.org and check that out and make sure that you are doing all the things that you need to do to keep it safe. So cooking it, like I said, cooking fires are the number one cause of home fires and injuries. So definitely make sure that you are doing the stuff that you need to do to keep your house as safe as it can possibly be. Okay, 911, our kids should know it. We should know that. Kitchen fires, a fact, is the leading cause of problems with unattended cooking, and most fires start in the kitchen, in the oven. Yes, grease and things like that. So we did a whole show on fire extinguishers during the year and what fire extinguishers put out different fires, like grease fires and things like that. Go find the show. Go take a listen to it. It was a very informative, very interesting show. Cook with caution. Cooking, like I said, brings our families together. It's such an outlet for relaxing and creativity, but it's also something that can cause a lot of problems. So anything that can catch on fire, oven mitts, wooden utensils, packaging, towels, curtains, make sure they're all kept away from your tabletop. Okay, we are going to take another quick commercial break, and then we will be back with some hilarious turkey stories and the Butterball Hotline. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway on my very last show of the year. I thank you all for listening, and we will be right back.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners, to build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/philly-siding. That's lpcorp.com/philly-siding.
Good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. All I hear is clapping. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table.
That was always a good one.
I saw a movie with Betty.
Thanks for finding that for me, Tyler. Adam Sandler with Turkey, the turkey song. So what is a turkey's favorite black tie event? A butter ball. Yeah, it's a good thing that the people at the Butterball turkey line have a sense of humor, because they periodically get funny phone calls from kids who want to share their jokes that they think are pretty hilarious. I think it's really funny. So some funny things about the troubleshooting turkeys. You can call the turkey. You don't have to have a butterball. The turkey talk hotline. And I want to give you that phone number. And actually, you can ask Alexa or Siri to call the Butterball hotline for you if you absolutely need to. Yep, they're capable of doing it. But the text option is you can text or you can actually call. So there's actually a text option. Tried but true, but it works. 844-877-3456. That's a text option to the Butterball Turkey Hotline, 844-877-3456. But the best way when you really need help is to speak to somebody at 800-BUTTERBALL. Super, super easy. 800-BUTTERBALL. That's 800-288-8372. 800-288-8372. They are there to help you. And they are open from now through Christmas if you have any questions, because come on, let's face it, especially if you're, you know, cooking your first turkey for the first time, or you're cooking one that's bigger than other people's. So you can certainly, you know, other people's, I mean, you're not just cooking for two people, you're cooking for maybe 10 people. And you want to make sure that you are cooking the right way. And some of the questions that they get, this is really funny. Believe it or not, people call the Butterball turkey line to ask when Thanksgiving is. Can you believe that? Or what the most popular Thanksgiving pie is. I'll tell you that in a couple minutes too. And they can actually tell you how long you need to defrost a turkey. If it's in the freezer now, get it out of the freezer, please, because it will not be thawed. They can also tell you how long to baste a turkey and how often you should be basting a turkey. I think that's really funny that they can do all that for you and let you know exactly what's going on with your turkey when you are putting it in the oven. So it's really important that you know that you have the number there and that you can call. They've gotten, so here's some fun questions that people have gotten at the Butterball Hotline. And I was hysterical when I was reading some of these. And it was one mom called to share how her little girl asked if they could slow cook a turkey for 3 or 4 days because she liked how it made the house smell. The expert at the Butterball Turkey Hotline told her that the turkey should only stay in the oven for a few hours and that wasn't a good idea to leave it cooking for 4 days. Of course, we know that. But you know what? Your kids ask you a question, you want to be able to answer those questions. And it's not always smooth sailing when it comes to cooking a turkey. What happens if there's a power outage? We're supposed to have a lot of rain, some possible snow. And somebody actually called the Butterball Hotline to ask how to finish the turkey because they were concerned that the power had gone out and they didn't know what to do. So they were transferred. The caller was transferred to was told to transfer her turkey to a grill, an outdoor barbecue grill, and finish cooking it outside. A lot of people do things like that. Can't always save Thanksgiving when the power goes out, but you can still save the turkey and the food you're cooking. So a grill is a nice way to get around it if, God forbid, you should lose power. Some other fun things is somebody called the turkey line and asked a staffer what state her turkey was in, meaning how she meant how was it thawed. And the responder answered with Florida. So I guess the state bird in Florida is a turkey. I did not know that. So they joke around too, and they have fun conversations. But really what they meant when they said, when she called to say what state was her turkey in, she really meant about thawing it. So back in the 70s, Thanksgiving dinner was a big deal for people, and it called for help when a mother said she was tired of cooking. It was time for her daughter to learn how to prepare the Thanksgiving meal, and she actually put her daughter on the phone with the Butterball Turkey Hotline to make sure that she knew how to cook the turkey. And here's another funny one. A disappointed woman called wondering why her turkey had no breast meat. And after much of the conversation, the talk line operator explained to her that it's because that she had the turkey upside down when she cooked it and when it was on the table. Yes. So, I mean, I've called it the dumbing down of America. One thing that I will tell you, when I have cooked turkeys in the past to keep the breast meat nice and moist, is I usually do the first 45 minutes to an hour with the turkey upside down in the oven so that the juices are flowing that way. And then after my first 45 minutes to an hour, I actually, and it's time to baste the turkey, I actually turn the entire turkey over and let it get that nice browning that we all like on our turkeys. So it's not always smooth sailing, but a first time turkey thing that I want to point out to people is you have to be super careful to make sure your turkey is thawed all the way through and make sure that you rinse it. Believe it or not, a first time Thanksgiving chef called, her name was Marge Candera, a 20 plus year talk line veteran, was in tears one morning because she was so proud that she thawed her turkey successfully and rinsed it, but she used dish soap. Yes. The tears started flowing when the turkey wouldn't stop suzzing. If only she had called the turkey line ahead of time. So you want to rinse your turkey as well as you can, inside and out. And you want to use paper towels to dry your turkey before you start buttering, oiling, seasoning, or whatever it is that you want to do. And please be careful with those outdoor air fryers. So It's so important that you cook your turkey the right way. Now, I have a small oven, so a great big turkey doesn't fit really well in my oven. Make sure that you make sure that your turkey fits in your oven. If you bought a really big, like 28-pound, 30-pound turkey, make sure that you can cook everything that you want to cook as well as your turkey in the oven. So very important that you... Here's a really funny one. A lady from Colorado called the Butterball hotline to ask how to thaw her turkey because it was frozen. And she proudly shared the fact that her turkey was stored in a snowbank outside. And it snowed the night before. And then it dawned on her that she didn't have a clue which snowbank she put her turkey in. She couldn't find it. So that was an interesting point of conversation. So I would say there's no turkey there. And... oh, excuse me for the cough. What would be my show without my continual winter fall coughing going on? So really be careful about what you're doing when you're thawing your turkey. And you definitely want to make sure, please get it out of the freezer now, please. Another thing that's really important, a proud gentleman called a staffer at the turkey hotline because he wrapped his turkey in a towel and stomped on it several times to break all the bones so it would fit in his oven and in his turkey pan. Amazing what people will do. So just remember, you're in a small apartment, you want to make sure, or you have a small oven, or you have an older oven, you want to make sure that all of these things fit. And that you are able to do the things that you need to do. Here's another one. Living on borrowed time, realizing his oven was too small to fit his Thanksgiving turkey, a landlord came up with a solution. Switch roles and rent one of the tenant's ovens for $25. And he figured his problems were solved until he realized he'd have to constantly interrupt his tenants to baste the turkey. In panic, he turned to the turkey talk line to ask how he could basted it, and the staffer assured and relieved the customers that just once would do the trick. I like constant basting, constant moisturizing of the turkey with the juices, but you can get away with it if you have such a problem. Even Santa has turkey questions. Santa and his wife called the Butterball hotline before making a showing in the Thanksgiving Day parade. The jolly pair wanted to check in on the turkey talk hotline to see what was naughty, who was naughty, and who was nice, plus get roasting information to make sure their bird turned out picture perfect. Guess the talk line experts made the nice list because Mrs. Claus, supposedly, according to the person there, was very happy with the results. So these are just some fun things I like to share with you. It's just such a fun time, this time of year. And we want to do the best that we can do. And some holiday chefs take extreme measures to please all guests. A caller emailed a photo featuring a turkey with a bikini look as she was entertaining guests from the Bahamas. She asked the turkey talk line how she could create a tropical turkey. Yes, believe it or not, Talkline veteran Mary Klingman suggested using aluminum foil as a way to make the turkey look like a sun goddess. It almost sounds like a crafting project for kids, doesn't it? Oh, my goodness. And don't forget, your mother-in-law knows best. One woman called the Butterball hotline from a closet so her family couldn't hear her. Can you hear me? I've never cooked a turkey, and my mother-in-law is convinced I can't cook. And I can't cook, but I want to do it. She whispered, and the expert walked her through all the steps, advising against basting the turkey, even though the mother-in-law insisted. So I like basting it, but according to the turkey hotline, you're not supposed to baste it so much. So Thanksgiving cost is down a little bit this year, 5% less than last year. So the average Thanksgiving dinner is running you let me give you an idea of the cost. Thanksgiving dinner for people of 10 this year in 2024, including all the trimmings and the turkey, is about $58.08, or about $5.80 per person. Yeah, that's important. That represents about a 5% reduction from last year. And the turkey, which is the centerpiece on the tables, has contributed to the lowering of all the costs. A 16-pound turkey now averages about $25 and 67 cents, or about $1.60 per pound. That's 6% less than last year. And last year, what I told you guys is the avian flu was acting up, and it just started acting up again this year in our country. So we're probably going to see poultry prices go up again, as well as eggs. But despite the increases, it's really important to note that the cost of Thanksgiving dinner is still 19% higher than pre-pandemic levels in 2019. So I am so excited to share Thanksgiving with you here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And I just want to let you know that there's a breakdown from the Farm Bureau Federation survey that provides these costs. That's how I know how much it costs. And it varies from state to state. And some states have tax on groceries and some don't. So all of those things contribute to what makes it tough. If you don't have anything to go to do this Thanksgiving, go serve meals at a kitchen, at a pantry or something like that. And Thanksgiving is always the last Thursday of the year. That's why it's so late this year. And just a little quick note before I have to sign off. I just wanted you to know that since Thanksgiving is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November, it's a tradition established by Congress in 1941. So with that being said, I wish you all the most amazing Thanksgiving, the most amazing holidays, and a new and brighter outlook going into 2025. Don't sweat the small stuff. Take it a day at a time. Pay it forward. Do something nice for somebody. Thank you for being my friends here at WWDB with Home Improvement Fix and Facts. Maybe we'll see you in the spring. I will keep you posted. And don't forget to listen to Tell Me More Mondays from 3 to 4. I love you guys, and thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.